Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
And a good Thursday afternoon. It's good to be with you on this super hot day, man. Good night.
How hot did Nikki Pace say it was? I think she said it was 7,000 degrees.
When we all know it's 91,000 degrees and we've got it on Power Ranger.
We've got it on Power Ranger.
Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana Wright. She's on vacation.
This is my first time back in the studio in what we decide like 16 months.
16 months.
I have literally only seen you in person one time and I have not sat across from you since like Valentine's Day of 2020.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
I was telling Nikki earlier today because, you know, our sales staff is now back in the building. And for, you know, for months it was just the third floor here, the on-air staff. But the sales staff is back, and I haven't seen them in 16 months. And I was downstairs talking to a couple of them, and it was like a damned high school reunion. I'm serious, man. Like,
how you been?
Oh, my God.
Bugs everywhere.
How the kids? How's your mama?
Hey, you.
How's your mom and them?
Don't remember your name. You were new when this all, when everybody left. I don't remember your name.
Well, I did fill in at home with Sam's fancy schmancy microphone, but it just, it's not the same. I need to see your face. I need to see your reactions. I need to see your eye rolls. Same with Sam. Sam, can I get an eye roll, please? Okay, that was really good. That was good quality. Yeah. That was a good one.
That was a good one. All right. You recently went home. And to give the a super quick backstory, your dad, may God bless him, always passed not too long ago.
Yes. And I went back to Des Moines, which is where I'm from, and I made the mistake of driving by my parents' house, which they built the house back in 1969, original owners, and let's just say in the last year and change since the new owners took over, well, the house has become a little dilapidated. And by dilapidated, I mean like the yard is run. The house just looks run down. And it's my dad and his.
In less than 2 years?
Yeah. My dad and his John Deere lawnmower are rolling over in their respective graves. And it hurt my heart. I know. Not my circus, not my monkeys anymore. I shouldn't. But that was literally, I spent 50 Christmases there. I spent all my, you know, ever since I was little, and I just was like, I'm glad that somebody is enjoying the house, but for the love of God.
Would it kill you to mow?
Not to go squirrel, but how did a 35-year-old spend 50 Christmases there?
Well, it was only 35. I was exaggerating.
Oh, gotcha.
So it seemed like 50. So, but what I'm saying is.
The truth comes out inadvertently.
Inadvertently. But yeah, like, it was a younger couple, and my dad had a big house and an acre, and that thing was always pristine. And he, oh my gosh, the upkeep. Even as a 91-year-old man, he spent all of his time on that mower making sure there wasn't a dandelion to be seen, and it was rife with dandelions, and I about stroked out. Yeah. Again, I know, not my house anymore, but still, I took an immense amount of pride in my dad's pride of that house.
You know, Bon Jovi, the philosopher, once said, "Who says you can't go home?" And
you can't go home.
I think the line should be, "Why would you want to go home?" Because something similar happened to us a couple weeks ago. We went up to Leavenworth the day before Memorial Day to see my dad, who's at the National Cemetery. And on our way out of town, my mom said, "Hey, we should drive by the old house." You know, because my dad worked at Fort Leavenworth, but we lived in Lansing. And so Lansing is on the way back home. And my mom says, "Hey, we ought to drive by the old house just to see it." I hadn't been by it in years.
Did you have any hesitation?
I didn't. No, I mean, I hadn't seen it in a long, long time. My mom moved out, I think, right around 2000, 2001, maybe. I don't know, somewhere in there. I don't know the last time she had been by to see it, but I can't remember the last time I went to go see my parents' old house in Lansing. And we drove by it, and well, we drove through the neighbor, and the whoever bought the neighbor's house next to our old house apparently is very fond of yard art and signage. Okay. I mean, no fewer than 18 pieces of yard art or signage in the front yard.
It looked like a NASCAR car.
Yeah. And then we rolled up on our old house, and all I hear from the back seat is, which is my, because Kelly went with us, so Kelly's sitting past her, my mom's sitting behind me in the car, and all I hear is...
From St. Margaret?
No, it was clean. Of course it was clean. It was St. Margaret. All I hear from the back seat is, "Oh my." And the bricks that you buy at like Home Depot or Lowe's that you do for landscaping, and if you do it right, you can get them level.
Mm-hmm.
Those, and if you don't pay attention to them and keep them up, they will become horrifically unlevel.
They become askew.
Over time. Yeah, very askew.
Askew.
The landscaping trim, the bricks, were falling. Trees that my dad had bought back in 87 were dead. On the side of the yard. I mean, big, tall trees.
Dead.
That were just beautiful were dead.
It takes effort to kill a tree.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, it does. I mean, there were two of them that I remember my dad bought in 87. He was really proud of them. And they were dead as doornails. And like I said, the landscaping was just falling on itself. And the bushes around the house didn't look like they
had been touched, had been taken care of.
No, it looked like Tom Hanks' beard in Castaway. Oh, I mean, it was completely unkempt.
Is that the house that you lived in for the longest period of time?
No.
No, all right.
I only lived there for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Junior and senior year in high school.
See, I am a lot more sentimental about my house because, you know, I lived there for 35 years, Sam.
Mm-hmm,
and it just, that I've never, that's where I grew up. I never have known another house. And so when I went back, I was like, oh, I'm going to wax nostalgic. And it hurt my heart and I had to drive away.
I think it's, for me, it's just a house of some memories. But for my mom, I think there's a lot of sentimental value. I mean, yeah. She lived there a lot longer than I did, obviously. I think, you know, I don't know, 13, 14 years. It was the last house my dad ever lived in,
mm-hmm.
You know. And so I think for her, there's a lot of sentimental value.
Mm.
And for her, other than when she was growing up in New York, that was the house she had lived in the longest.
I just remember when I put the house on the market. And the realtor came and she put the sign in the front yard. It was like someone plunged a stake through my heart. Not to be super dramatic. And then my parents' house sold for cash in less than 18 hours. And I was like, what's happening? I'm going to need a couple more months. And so that's what I said. I said, fine, I'll take your offer, but you can move in for 3 more months. And so I grieved. I literally grieved the house like a crazy person.
I did that. The house in Roland Park that I lived in for 11 years, that's the longest I'd ever lived in a house. And I had gotten attached to that house.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't think about it ever again. But
now, you know what you got me for my birthday this year. Dana,
I know.
Yes. Dana commissioned an artist to paint a gorgeous painting of my parents' house. And Dana is really good about giving me gifts that don't just make me cry, but make me like ugly, like sob uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. And when she handed it to me, when I was at Jasper's, I said, is this going to make me cry? And she was like, I don't know, maybe.
She knew.
And then I opened it up and...
What we need to do...
Bald.
What we need to do is get you a second picture painted of, we'll do a before and now of your dad's house.
Let's just not do that. I'm going to, yeah, so.
Sounds like a waste of money.
You wouldn't hang that one up?
I would, no. I just, uh-uh. So, again, I'm glad that somebody's enjoying it, and I'm glad that there's a family in there. But, yeah, could you mow? Could you maybe weed eat a little?
Who says you can't go home, but who says you'd want to? Would love to hear your stories about going back to your childhood home.
And can you go back? And would you want to go back?
And have you ever gone back? Because maybe we're the exception to the rule here. Have you ever gone back and you're like, damn, they really... Fix that place
spruced
up. Nice.
It up. Spruced it up.
I thought we had it pretty good. They've crushed it.
But if my parents' house looks this bad after only 2 years, I
think how it's going to look next year.
I know. I'm never going home again. Ugh.
576-7798. 576-7798. Who says you can't go home?
Who says I can't get stoned? Turn off the lights and the telephone. Me and my house alone. Who says I can't get stoned? Who says I can't be free from all of the things that I used to be? Rewrite my history.
So less than 2 years ago, the Mackey family home in Des Moines, Iowa went up for sale.
The homestead.
Memories dating back to 1969. Michael Mackey's dad kept that home and that yard in pristine condition.
I mean, immaculate.
And then Michael Mackey decided it was time to go back home and take a gander at the old house.
Yep, that's on me. What was I thinking?
Weeds all over the yard. Home is already dilapidated a little bit. Maybe using the word dilapidated a little loosely there. And then it reminded me of a time 2 weeks ago when we drove by my parents' old house in Lansing. And I was like, damn, what happened?
I mean, these people paid a lot of money.
A lot of money
for my parents' house because it was a gorgeous, for Des Moines, it was a gorgeous house with an acreage. And clearly they spent every penny on the house because they're not putting any money into, Oh, and here's the other thing, too. Here's the kicker. I buried the lead. They got the mower. That's the only thing they wanted was the mower. And I said, fine. My dad's sacred mower that he, because my dad worked for John Deere for 100 bazillion years.
Oh, so it's a riding mower, yes! Too.
Yes.
And if you worked for John Deere, it's the good one.
It's the good one. You got a mower. It's free.
They're not using it.
So it hurt my heart, and I went over to my neighbor's house, and she was like, you okay? And I was like, she was like, do you want a Shasta or something?
Shasta. Orange flavor if you have it.
Do you want an orange crush? So, yeah. So my thing is, can you really go home? Apparently you cannot. Not that I expected it to be, like, you know, as mint perfect as Dad left it, but it was the exact opposite. Like, the pendulum had swung all the way to the other side.
Brad and Carney. Hello, Brad. Good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking, man. It means a lot.
Hey, a couple years ago, we sold our house in Kearney, which was a little old home right off the square. And old homes are hard to keep up anyway. So my youngest and I were walking by it the other day because he wanted to see the old home. And it's the same thing like you guys have. We had a long wall. Looks like Jack and the Beanstalk now. It was real tough to keep mowed down, and they've just let it go to crap. So I feel your pain, and I'm almost embarrassed to walk by it sometimes. So I feel your guys' pain with the old home looking like nothing you'd ever want to see from someone else.
See, you use the word embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed looking at my old house, but anyway, I was only there for 2 years anyway, but I was just sad.
See, I lived there for like 13 years. This is the first house my wife and I got married with. I have two older boys in there, so I'm embarrassed to see it. I feel sorry for my old neighbor. You know?
Yeah.
It's tough seeing that way.
All right, buddy. Hey, Brad, thanks for the call, man. Do appreciate it. JC in Gladstone. Hello, JC.
Hi, JC.
Hey, how you doing? We had a house in Richmond, Missouri back in 1963-64. My dad took the toilets out of City Hall and put them on each side of the steps in the front yard and made flower pots out of them, right? I'm 61 now. They're still there.
The toilets?
Yes.
For flower pots?
Yes, and made flower pots out of them. So I stopped by the house, looked at it, and I said, oh, my God, the garage is gone. The patio's disintegrated. But the pots are still there. So I said, hey, mister, when you get rid of those pots, I'd like them. He goes, oh, no, we know where they came from.
Oh, like really? They're going back to City Hall?
No, I know. Like I said, hey, you're not using them, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'd like to have them because I got an 8mm video of me and my dad putting them in the ground back in the day.
Okay, I've heard of people using toilets as flower pots. I've never heard from somebody who actually did it.
Like dueling flower pots, one on each side of the stoop. Now that is commitment.
Okay.
And toilets from City Hall? I mean, wow. I mean, out of the way to get those.
Doesn't get any better than that.
That's highfalutin.
Are they gold?
Mayor may have sat on that one. You never know, man. 576-7798. Therese, Randall, the others, hang tight. We'll get to everybody in just a moment. Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright. He is from In Kansas City Magazine. Make sure to follow them online, and you can certainly go to their Facebook page. Michael is working on an article about the Auschwitz exhibit that opens Monday at Union Station. Mm-hmm. Hoping to have it online tomorrow, maybe this weekend at the latest. So make sure you check that out as well. We'll check the news and then get back to more of your calls in just a moment here on Dana and Park.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Buddy got Robert Cray? No.
No.
Danielle Nicole. You're introducing her tonight, aren't you?
Danielle Nicole is kicking off the inaugural Sunset Music Festival tonight out at Town Center. She is a Grammy-nominated blues singer, and yours truly will be emceeing her show. I'll be introducing her. So if you guys are not doing anything, I know it's 100. I know it's 7,000.
7,000 degrees.
It's 7,000 degrees out.
9,100.
Yes. But yes, she promises to put on a really good show tonight. The concert is free. That is out in Town Center in Leawood. And the show starts at 7. Danielle Nicole from the Danielle Nicole Band.
At least it's an original name for the band.
She's very original. But she's a Grammy nominee, and if you like the blues, and who doesn't, she'll be performing. Along with the Stolen Winnebagoes. They're kind of a kitschy, retro, 80s-esque.
Kind of a cool name for a band, though.
Stolen Winnebagoes.
A little long, but cool. Little,
yeah. So
We're talking about either that sentimental, dreaded, you fill in your adjective there, trip back home. To go see the home you grew up in. Michael Mackey recently did that up in Des Moines and was shocked at how far down the upkeep had gone regarding that house.
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
I actually have an opposite story where I grew up a few blocks south of the plaza. It was my grandparents' home, and we never really had the money to do all the upgrades that everybody around us was doing. And so the house pretty much looked like it did for, I don't know, 60 years or something. When we sold it in 2014, a flipper bought it and put like $250,000 into it or something.
That's insane.
Major upgrade. I've always dreamed of buying that house back. And
wait, how much is it worth now?
It went on the market recently for $750,000. Yeah, and I'm assuming it's only going to go up given the location.
You're going to need to put in some more overtime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know.
Okay. You guys wish you had taken out a little home improvement loan or something?
Right? Yeah.
Randall in Grandview. Hello, Randall.
Hi, Randall.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking, man.
Hey, so I'm going back to Colorado this summer, and my oldest daughter was one the last time we saw the place where I grew up, and my parents have since sold it, and she's 9 now. So all my kids are going to get to see where their dad grew up, but I'm in Sam's boat. My parents sold it to a flipper who put about $200,000 into it and sold it for $400,000.
So it's almost guaranteed to look better when you go back.
Yeah.
So it's not even the same house. It's just a shell of, well, an expensive shell of what it used to be.
It'll probably be, yeah, more than likely, Mackie, it'll be an expensive shell of what it was.
Do you want to see inside? Here's the next question. Do you ever go up and ask if you can go in?
I honestly, Scott, I might.
If there are
cars in the driveway, I just might walk up, knock on the door, because it's going to be in the middle of summer, and see if they'll let me come inside and see what it looks like now.
Brace yourself because...
Well, brace yourself for a hell no is what I was thinking because, I mean, think about that, Randall. I mean, if somebody came up to your house now, and I would love to go inside some of the old homes that I lived in growing up, but if somebody came up to my house now and said, hey... You know, we used to live here back in the day. We'd like to just walk through it. I think my answer would be no.
Well, probably considering, with the virus and everything. But, I mean, it's a small town, 1,800 people. So
okay.
Unless they're,
Maybe you could, preface it and send them a letter saying, hey, I'm going to be in town. Would it be okay? So you're not just like, hey, it's me. I used to live here.
Well, you raise a good point, Mackie. I might do that.
Hey, Randall, have a safe trip to Colorado, man.
Yeah, you got
safe travels, Randall.
All right, be well, buddy.
I actually did get to tour my old house, which was pretty awesome. So the whole neighborhood, they're all friends. They all know each other. So we still knew a lot of the people that lived in the neighborhood. And yeah, they set up a tour for me. And it's weird because they redid the entire inside. It looks completely different. It
looks nothing.
But when I walked through the front door, I could almost see it the way that it was. And I could see everything that had changed. It was a weird sensation.
Is it Therese or Teresa?
Therese.
Hi, Therese.
Hi, Therese.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right. Well, I'm living my best life right now, driving through the Granville Triangle. But your topic caught my heart and my mind. Back in 1960, in a small town in Wisconsin, my mom and dad scraped together $8,000 and bought this massive house. And fast forward, they raised 6 kids and in that house, and we had great memories of that home. And my dad passed away. My mom was there alone. And little by little, the neighbors, they started to die off or move away. And it got to the point where we didn't really know who was around her. And we had all gone on. I had joined the military and was off. And so, you know, I know you talk about being sad, but it became very stressful for we siblings. We're always worrying about Mom. What if she came down those steps? Well, she could be laying at the bottom of the steps right now. What, you know, it didn't have central air. What if this happened? What if that happened? So about 4 or 5 years ago, we got her moved out, and we have her in a little bungalow, and we sold that home. And I kind of felt like we'd all be sad. We all went in there and had a toast in this empty house the night we moved her out. And nobody shed a tear. We just shared really great memories. And I felt like we got everything we needed out of that house. That house gave us everything it had. And it was good. And it was a good way to leave. And I've been home several times. I've retired from Fort Leavenworth, and I've been up there several times. And, you know, the house doesn't look exactly like it did when I was a kid.
But does it look worse?
Well, yeah, they could mow, but...
it's always... you know, Therese, it's always the lawn.
They could mow.
I know.
Mow the lawn.
But the family that moved into it has a bunch of young kids, and I wonder back...
Those are called mowers.
I know. The kids were mowers, but, I didn't pay attention to that stuff when I was a kid. Maybe they're just busy with their kids, but they're getting a lot of life out of that house, and I thought, and I got to meet them one time, and
yeah, but
and
Therese, there's a lot of life growing outside of that house right now, too.
Yeah, there is a lot of life growing outside of that. I'll give you that, but you know, they seem happy, and our family's happy, and so I,
all right.
You know, I'm not going to get wrapped around about it. Hey, but I do have one question for you.
I'll answer it if it's not too crazy personal.
Yes, no, this is no, my no, natural hair color.
I actually just need to take you back to the last hour, the story about the young man. Just a question, because I might have missed it. Were the young people told not to do that?
They were told not to be disruptive.
Oh, they weren't descriptive in what disruptive was.
No, you know how these you know how high schools do these rules, Therese. They use vague terms so that anything or everything could apply. Hey, appreciate the call, really do. But yes, that's the answer to your question, and they always do that. Do you regret selling the house now?
No, absolutely not. No,
I mean you couldn't have kept it.
Oh,
you had
gosh,
to do something
no.
with it.
No, and it was funny because I wonder, the only thing I was like, you know, now in this this crazy, insane housing market, would I have gotten $1 billion more? But that, man, I would have had to hold on to it for, but like I said, the house sold literally in 18 hours, mm-hmm. for cash, full price, no inspection. And this was, you know, a year and a half ago before the housing market went bananas.
Somebody has a great question on the text line. Why do houses and songs bring back such incredible memories? Well, the houses is where the memory occurred, I presume.
Right.
And I don't know about songs. I can almost tell you, like, every big song, where I was the first time I heard it.
Same.
Or when it was. That's people say, oh, my God, it's freaky how you know exactly what year a song came out. It's because I remember
because
where I live.
Yes, and it's like time stopped when I heard that song for the first time.
Yeah, and we moved so much in the 80s. I can tell you where I was living, and I know where, you know, what years I was in this house and that house and this house. And so name your 80s song. I know exactly where I was, and I can pinpoint the year for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy.
Well, and I think houses have the same effect, too. Like, when I walked into my house, the stairwell was not in the same spot that it was when I lived there. But when I was younger, I would run down the stairs too fast, so I would fall and end up sliding down the stairs. And I could picture myself sliding down the stairs that weren't even there. Like, they weren't even where they used to be, but I could still picture that happening because I did it so many times.
That's weird. When I drove by my parents' old house in Lansing, I could remember when the trees were alive.
I could remember when there were no dandelions!
Was that a you being old joke? Because trees live forever.
No, it's just that damn tree. That tree thing really makes me mad.
Get off my lawn.
My dad was real proud of those trees.
What was it about those trees, Scott? Let's unpeel this onion.
576-7798.
Ooh, I've been waiting 16 months to do this. You guys ready?
Cinnamon gum! Know it how.
Everybody.
made you feel a cinnamon gum.
Nerds.
After all your words of steam.
I have missed that. It's not the same on delay. I could never hit it because there was always a delay when I was anchoring the show from home.
I hated remote broadcasting.
I did too. I would see your little tiny face on my little tiny phone screen, and it wasn't the same as sitting next to you.
I can't. I'll never do it again.
No, it was not. It was not good for anybody.
I don't care if I have leprosy. I am coming into work.
Really? I mean, I feel.
My arm could be falling off, and I will find a way to push the button.
What's a little tuberculosis among friends? Come on.
I'm serious, man.
So the text line asked me, the text line says, is Mackie back in tomorrow?
Well.
Because is there going to be weather?
Barring severe weather.
The last time I filled in for Dana in March, there was like a tornado.
Well, there was a, what are we supposed to do? Not cover a tornado warning?
Well, you know, but you could have brought me in. I mean, you don't call me meteorologist Michael Mackey for nothing.
You're not a meteorologist.
But I play one on TV.
We could all go outside and just exhale in one direction and see if it changes the...
It might be.
No, okay.
But anyway, I don't think there's supposed to be weather tomorrow. But now that the texter said that, he jinxed it.
Well, I hope there's weather tomorrow. It just won't be severe.
Be 7,000 degrees.
It's going to be very hot. You're going to need a pool.
You're going to need a pool. It's hot out, and you need a pool.
I cannot. If somebody, every time somebody says, it's hot out, I always say, and you're going to need a pool.
You're going to need a pool.
It's going to be hot, and you're going to need a pool.
Seriously.
Sorry, Dana.
I mean, I cannot. Do that again. I can't not do it.
It's going to be hot, and you're going to need a pool.
I say that every time. Anytime you, it's going to be hot, yeah, and you're going to need a pool.
You're going to need a pool.
Oh, my God.
It's hot in Topeka.
See, everybody, when we do these, the hot skits, you know, like the lady going, it's 91,000 degrees. Everybody chimes in on the text line with the hot in Topeka. Am I the only one that doesn't find that funny? I don't think that skit's funny. Mm. Am I a nerd?
I mean, I'm.
Am I a bad person?
Tom Kane did the voice, so.
Well, I know Tom Kane did the voice.
Out of all the things that you guys play on repeat over and over and over, and find great amusement at, the still the funniest, I don't know why, is when Rebecca Crockett screwed up that word, and I can't even remember what word it was.
It was anonymity.
Anonymity. Yeah, that's okay. Someone needs to find that because Rebecca Crockett and anonymity.
What do you mean somebody needs to find it?
That means Sam.
That means
condition
Sam.
Of anonymity tells the Associated Press.
Anonymity.
Thank you. Anonymity. Okay, never mind.
I forgot about that one.
That's my favorite.
Play it again, Sam.
Speaking on. Condition of anonymity tells the Associated Press.
Anonymity.
Thank you. Anonymity. Okay, never mind.
Why is that so funny to me? It's so stupid.
That one is funny.
She was so proud the day that she put that in another newscast and nailed it.
Nailed it.
Anomaly. That's funny. All right. Okay. Story here from the Associated Press out of Topeka. Former Governor Jeff Collier says a Kansas County election office, read that Johnson County, is not doing enough to protect him after it accidentally disclosed his Social Security number to a political research firm over the spring. Collier now running for governor in 2022 with Attorney General Derek Schmidt also seeking the party nomination. The winner will likely face incumbent Governor Laura Kelly in the general, but the Johnson County Election Office directed a researcher to shred documents containing the personal information of Collier and his wife in April. But an attorney for Collier tells the office that the researcher's three-word email assurances weren't enough to confirm that personal information was not passed on, including his Social Security number. Oh, well. Sucks to be you. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, weather permitting.
Yeah, I'll be here with bells on and not much else because it's hot out. And you need a pool. I'm off to MC the Danielle Nicole Band.
She sounds good, man.
At Sunset Music Fest. She's on right after the Stolen Winnebago. So if you guys aren't doing anything tonight, bop out to Leawood's Town Center and listen to some blues music. The concert is free, and you get to meet yours truly.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow for Festivus Friday. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie the Third, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and co-host Michael Mackey from In Kansas City Magazine. I'm Scott, and we will see you tomorrow. Be safe, be well, and most importantly, be good.
I got your hey-o. Now listen what I say.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.